This meeting is being recorded.
Go to feds. All right. All right. 3, 2, 1. What's good, fam? Welcome to another episode of Stirring the Pot Podcast. This is your host, DDA, aka 509 Reasons. And we back with another one with my boy Rick. What's happening?
Hey man, you already know, man. Life is good, brother. It's good to be back on the scene, man. Back on wax, which you know less. So, you know.
Word.
It's been a
Likewise.
minute.
No, it's been way more than a minute, bro. Definitely glad
Yeah.
to have you back on, bro. Try to get some consistency in and get it popping.
Nah, I hear that, man. It's the same with me, so I'm happy to be back.
Okay. Shoot, man. We're gonna get right back. We're gonna just get right into it. We're gonna stir a pot, man. All
As
right.
always.
Yeah, but that's what we're here to do, right?
Yes, sir.
So one of the things that's one of the things that we know that's touchy to not talk about it at work or on the dinner table, is religion, and then there's
Yes,
politics.
sir.
Touchy, touchy subject.
Yeah.
So right now, my question is, with this environment, everything is so political. There's no avoiding it at this point, unfortunately, because at this point, it literally touches our daily lives. Like whether it crosses our social media feed, or if we turn on the news, depending on which way you're going, you might either like it or not like it. Can you be friends with someone who differs from your views politically is my question.
Yeah, I mean that's a good question. That's a really good question. Not an easy one to be answered, right? Because it really kind of depends on a lot of things. I think the level of friendship is a main key there, first and foremost, right? Because like, how tight are you with these people to begin with, right? Like at work, stuff like that, you know, it's different. Like, I ain't messing with nobody at work, right? Unless y'all really, really cool like that. But, you know, at work, it ain't a big deal. But now when you're talking like actual friends you rock with, you know, family even, because that's the thing, a lot of it is splitting families apart too, you know? So imagine, you know, actual family members that you've had these relationships with your entire life, share blood with, and you get to that point, you know? So look, I don't fault people on either side, however people decide to go about it, right? Like someone who says they're gonna cut people off completely, I don't fault you for that. And there's someone who says, nah, I don't care, I don't fault you for that, man. Me, I'm kind of in between, to be honest, because I think it is based on who the person is, what type of relationship we have. And then it's, you know, like, because some people you could be friends with, but in the past handful of years, and you see how they're acting and see how they're talking and you see how they're approaching certain things, and then it could click like, all right, we've been friends for 5, 6, 7 years, and there has been some things over the course of that relationship that we've had as friends or whatnot that now I can see like, that was a little shady back then. This was a little shady back then. And
That's
then
great.
if this is how you kind of really feel and you're putting that out there, it puts stuff that's happened in the past in context, you know? So there's situations like that where I feel like someone could show their true colors and it's like, oh, okay, all right, maybe you were never my friend to begin with, right? And if that's the case, that's easy to cut off, right? And then there could be situations where it's like, look, I'm gonna make a parallel, right? And it's even thinking about relationships. When somebody cheats on you over and over again, and you keep going back to them, right? Or God forbid, terrible situations where there's physical abuse, whichever way, whether it's, you know, female on male,
Female,
male on female, whatever, any type of abuse, you know, and sometimes there's still that keep going back to the well thing. And I think, you know, some people just can't break away from certain ideologies, period, no matter what, right? And someone could spit in your face over and over and over again, and if you convince yourself that they don't really mean it, and you know it's a they were having a bad day, and this and that, you could stick around and take it, right? So I feel like there's a lot of that going on, right? There's people who see what's going on, but you know certain ideologies just won't allow them to separate, you know? So it's a sticky situation all around. For me, it's on a person by person basis. Now, that being said, I feel like there's almost no room for the relationship to stay the same, even if it's not a complete cutoff. Like, even if it's not a complete cutoff, it's not going to be the same. You know, y'all may not be rocking, you know, we may not be rocking as often as we do. Maybe the check-ins are like once or twice a year around the birthdays now, you know. It's gonna change to a certain extent, but is it gonna be a completely cut off, like I ain't rocking you with you at all? Again, that's really based on the person and based on the situation, I think.
I get it. Well, I know for me, I'm gonna straight up rip the bandaid off of this one right here. I cut a bitch off.
Yeah.
I cut a bitch off.
No matter who it is, no matter who it is.
It is a case by case basis, and I'll go from there. But I will definitely cut a bitch off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for those who've listened to podcasts before, man, shit. I mean, if you follow me on social media, you already know the vibes
Yeah.
with me. Me, I want to say I'm an independent thinker. It's a case by case basis depending on what the situation is. Would you say I'm a Democrat or would you say I'm a Republican? Not necessarily. I'm a person that will just, take whatever facts it is for what it is and go from there.
Yeah.
Like for the most part, I kind of lean Democratic, and at the same time, I have voted for a Republican before as well. Now, with that being said, there's a difference between being a Republican nowadays. I get you, Republican, you're conservative, and then there's people like Trump. If you fuck with people like Trump, I really cannot fuck with you because that's like based off of his rhetoric, based off of the laws he enacted, the people he's putting in power. The man has put so much inept people in power. People have died over the decisions he has made, literally. And whether you want to talk about domestically, and we're talking about the stuff that we actually see on the news, stuff when it comes to ICE, or currently the biggest situation is the fact that we're in Iran right now, a place I don't, based off the information I've researched, and that's not somewhere we should be right now.
For no reason, yeah. We're there for no reason.
Yeah. So like I said, I had to rip the band-aid off. If a motherfucker fuck with Trump, I really can't. I can't really rock with him. I can't straight up really.
And you kind of touched up on it right there, right? When you mention, you know, you classify yourself as an independent, and sure, you may lean Democrat, but you have voted Republican, you know. So like that's kind of like what I was saying with that ideology thing. You know, I think so many people now are just so gung-ho focused on being die hard this or that, right? It's like I'm a Republican, so no matter who the representative of that party is, I have to support them because I support the party, you know? And I think that's where a lot of the mess comes into play, because I'd like to believe that there are a sector of Republicans that absolutely look at him and say, I cannot believe this is who is representing me, but at the same time are so bound to that party that it's, yo, it whoever it is, I'm gonna ride for that person, even if it's this fucking idiot. You know, that's the Republican candidate, and I've got to ride with it, you know. Now, on the flip side, something I've noticed, and I would imagine you may have noticed as well, right? Let's say over the past, you know, month and a half, 2 months, I don't see as many red hats anymore out and about, you know. I don't
I can't
see,
call it only
I
for a
don't
fact
see
I'm up
the,
in the north.
yeah, like, I'm down here in Florida, when I'm out and about, I don't see those red hats as often as I used to. I don't see Let's Go Brandon t-shirts and flags as much as I used to, So that tells me that a lot of these people are finally getting to a point where, like, damn, like, I can't let you keep spitting in my face, bro. Like, I was hoping you would stop, but it's not stopping. Like, at some point, you're gonna have to get to a point where you look at what it is that is happening. And even if you can't admit it to anybody else, admit it to yourself. Like, whoa, hold up. This ain't what you told me was gonna happen if I voted for you.
That's a damn shame, though. What were they missing the first time around? Like, I'm still trying to really understand. I understand how we got into power in the first place. You want someone that's outside the political system, outside of the swamp. Want someone to drain the swamp, and you want change. All right, for this part, I understand. For me. I wasn't rocking with any of the stuff he was saying the first time around, but Hillary wasn't a popular candidate either. So the first time around, I get it. Boom. He becomes president. In that 4 years he was president, every single week, because I don't even want to go day right now, because every day, because I can't remember, but every single week there was something in the news that was like, either him saying something vile or, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see anything productive, but a lot of people said they voted for him to be, because he's a businessman. They see the
A
millions,
failed businessman
and that is
over and over
where,
again,
and that's my
nonetheless.
problem. Like, if you do the research, you really don't have to dig too deep. Yes, he's worth millions, but how many people has he screwed over? How many people has he not paid off of his projects? How many times has he filed for bankruptcy? How he runs those businesses is not how you can run the country. And I understand some people say, well, presidents don't really have power, and it really don't matter that people are already chosen. These people are puppets. All right. So at this particular point, I get the sentiment. Why is this puppet getting us into shit every fucking day? When the other guy was here, the last president, Biden, politics was boring. I mean, the man was falling asleep. There's that. I can't say nothing about
falling upstairs.
that. What?
How you
You know what I'm
fall up
saying?
the stairs?
You know what I'm saying? Okay, we get to laugh about that, and then we go back to our day. But this one, we gotta wonder, like, yo, this man's putting us in a situation where, am I safe walking around New York City, one of the most populous places in the United States?
It's funny, like, you mentioned, as far as how we got here, I could tell you exactly how we got here. I like
Go for it.
he got elected a second time because of the red pill movement, in my opinion.
Oh, shit.
I think that is where he was able to win the election. Social
But
media, go ahead,
you do
what?
have to kind of explain a little bit about the
Yeah,
red
yeah,
pill.
yeah, yeah. No, I'll give you that. I think what social media has done to a certain sector of men in this country over the past, 4 to 8-ish years now, there's been this deterioration of a certain sector of men in this country rapidly, right? And, it's seen in the form of that red pill movement of, hey, focus on you, hit the gym, make money, you don't need women, we don't, we who cares, we whatever, it's us, it's the guys, let's make sure we're good and make be the best you can be, and all of that. And as that continues to pick up steam, continues to pick up steam over the past handful of years, it's only gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. And then you get to a point where, I mean, just look at who he beat in order to be president, right? He's run for president three times.
Three times.
One time he ran against another man and he lost. The other two times he ran against women and won. And that tells me now with the Hillary thing, like you mentioned, it was a little different. At that point, we didn't quite know, not to say we didn't know. At that point, it was like you still knew what you were kind of getting if we went with him. But Hillary wasn't a great candidate, neither, you know? So I could totally understand a situation there where that vote can be split to a point where it's like, all right, you know, he's gonna win. But again, right? That's what happens, you know. Runs a second time, he doesn't get in. Again, we have that deterioration of that sector of men that's building up, and now here he is coming back and he's running up against a woman again. Now, this time, he's actually running up against that's a decent candidate, better than what Hillary was. Still had her flaws nonetheless, right? We know, but at the very least, now we knew exactly what we would be getting from Trump. It wasn't like the first time where we weren't, you know, you could say, ah, how bad could he be? Now we know how bad he could be. And not only that, we don't trust that's the lowest he could be or the worst he could be, right? So that coming in, there's no reason why, you know, he should have won. But because there is this sector of men that just, I mean, I'll call it just hate women to a certain extent. You know what I mean? Like they just hate women to a certain extent, whether it's because they can't get women or they feel like women overlook them, you know. But there is this sunken place that I've seen a certain sector of men fall into over the past handful of years. And I think that's what really drove him to power. It's that there's no way in hell I'm gonna let this country be run by a woman. On top of that, a black woman. Like, you know, so it's like some people voted with the mindset of, I don't even care what he could potentially do or what he's gonna do when he gets in there. I refuse to put that woman in office. And that's where we are.
I agree. And the crazy thing is this past presidential election was a really low turnout, actually. So there's a lot of people who did not come to vote, but that demographic of those red pill guys did turn out and gave them that little extra boost to take that spot. And I will say that I definitely will give some blame to the Democrats
Oh, yeah.
as well as Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden, when he ran the first time, he said, if I win, I will be the transitional president. I'm only going to be here for one term. And that's what it should have been. And at the same time, the Democrats should have been having somebody prepping some people in the wings to be able to take that next spot, whether that's, obviously the VP, Kamala. Yes, I said her name right. I'd be messing up sometimes, I ain't gonna lie. Whether it be her or somebody else, but they didn't have nobody in the bullpen ready to go. Anyways, you go ahead and you run, you win, and you're going through your 4 years. Now it's time for the next election. Now you're talking about you're gonna run again. Oh, come on, bro. You said you wasn't. Now you want to go a couple deep, couple things in, what they call it, the debates, you got smacked, bro. You got smacked, bro. You should have never got here. You're
Yeah,
supposed to be this president.
you hit the nail on the head, even before we get to, you know, the vice president, with her being the potential candidate, right? Go back to what you said before that. You came into office knowing it was going to be, well, the plan was for it to be just the one term. That's 4 years you have to groom a candidate. 4 years you have to cultivate some type of movement behind somebody. And none of that was done. There was no focus on that whatsoever. So, you know, as a party, again, the Democrats the Democratic Party, it has a lot of blame there too, you know, because it's exactly what you said. You didn't do a good enough job of trying to present a viable candidate over those 4 years. So when it comes up, now it's him rerunning. Then it's, oops, sorry, halfway into the campaign, let's back out and let's just throw her in there. It was just a hot mess.
Nasty
It
work.
was just a hot mess.
Nasty work. You know, so I don't know, man. But like I said, when we go back to the original topic, as far as like, can I be friends with somebody that differs politically? Politically, when you say when I say politically, yes, I can to a degree, but when it comes to him and people like him, I cannot.
Oh
I
yeah,
cannot.
no.
I have to, like, I had a homegirl of mine, known her for a while. Like, I known her for some years, like over a decade. You know what I'm saying? She done had kids and all that. And when this man came into office, you know, the way she supports him and just knowing what he has to offer and the things he's done and said to people who look like me or people I relate to. Whether that's, you know, people of color, you know, saying Haiti's a shithole country, and then doggone this election talking about we eat cats and dogs. And how do you support a man when you know you said you're my friend, you've been to my, you know, you've been to my house, we've shared intimate moments together, and you know good and well that that's not true, but you know. Oh, he's just joking. No, he's not. Like,
No.
even let's say it is a joke. Your job is not to be jokey joking, and that's not a funny thing to say. And you also have to realize there are people, he said he loves the uneducated. Unfortunately, the uneducated vote too. And a lot of times they vote against their own interests. That is hurtful. And that rhetoric can really hurt people, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, I cannot rock with that. Like I said earlier, people done died about this guy already. And listen, people don't really realize, like, let's say for example, right now, we don't have the Affordable Care Act, whatever, the funding for it. People are gonna die if they haven't died already. People cannot afford to go to the hospitals on their own accord. People can't afford insurance. You know, they kept on, they even, you know, messing with the food stamps. Now, let's, all right, this is where I find middle ground. Now, not everybody should be able to abuse food stamps. Not everybody should. I don't mind them saying, hey, you can't just be buying a straight up juice or whatever, whatever, you know what I'm saying, or buying junk food with it. If I'm giving you government and assistance, at least I'm giving you government assistance so that way you can be the healthiest person you can be, so that way you can contribute to the system and pay your taxes. I don't want you eating junk food just for you to die. So I just threw away the money. And at the same time, this is just supposed to be money to get you back, help hopefully get you back on your feet. This is not supposed to be a handicap for you. This is something to be supplemental. All right, we can agree on that. But you know, just trying to cut away funds from people. I just, you know, there's just so much to it, and I can't rock with it.
Yeah, the money aspect is a big part too, man, 'cause you know, that's the thing where it's super frustrating to see, you know, the amount of things that end up getting cut or end up getting done away with, and the excuse is always there's no money for it, there's no money for it, there's no money for it. And then, you know, you turn around and you start spending $2 million a day, you know, bullshitting in Iran, you know? So and then asking what Hegseth just asked for another 200 million or something like that. And
No,
this
towards
is
the bill.
a war that supposedly was over 2 weeks ago, and we won. We won like we never won before. You know, we were so winning, right? And you know, we now in this mess deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. He has no idea what he's doing, you know, and that's the biggest thing. It's like This is literally somebody who is in charge that has no clue what he's doing. He's doing it on the fly. He's like, oh, let me try this. Oh, shit. Maybe I shouldn't have tried that. Oh, well, we're here now.
That's the word.
You know, like that's what I feel like is happening here on a daily basis. What happens if we do this? What? You know,
What?
like there's no adults in the room. He's a fucking idiot, and then he surrounds himself with a bunch of fucking idiots.
His
So
asses.
there's not a smart person in the entire room. So at that point, what are we doing here? Like,
Well,
what are we doing here?
I'm not gonna lie to you. I disagree with you on that one point. There are smart people in the room. They are just so cowardice. They're such cowards, such kiss asses that they know that it's not the right thing to do. But in the fact that they don't want to be on his bad side, they'll kiss ass and be like, "Yes, Mr. President, you're right, Mr. President. That's a great idea, Mr. President," because he's in the room with some of the smartest people in the world. We talking about people.
Yeah.